Increasing number of HIV patients that are meant to be on antiretroviral treatment have begun defaulting on their drug treatment in one of Tshwane's biggest health centers. According to the health department, 535 patients at the Stanzibopapa Community Health Center in Mamelodi, east of Pretoria, have defaulted on their ARV medication, while 2,000 people have missed an appointment at least once. However, the Mamelodi Treatment Action Campaign has disputed the department's figures, saying the number of defaulters has gone up to 6,000 following their monitoring visit to the facility last month. We're joined now by Mamelodi TSC's chairperson, Bobby Mohane. Bobby, good afternoon and welcome to 702.
Good afternoon and thank you very much for having me.
So, I mean, it seems a bit obvious, but this puts a serious strain on the local health infrastructure, I'm sure, as ARVs are designed to keep people healthy. And as soon as people default, as soon as people don't take it regularly, they're immediately susceptible to opportunistic infections.
That is correct. That is very correct, especially in the infrastructure that is very, very old and not even conducive to people of Mamelodi. That really affects the defaulter rate and really affects the infected. So I agree with you that the crisis.
Why are people defaulting in the ARV medication? I mean, South Africa's got the biggest state-sponsored ARV medication program in the world. We have, as far as I understand, the most number of people on ARV treatment. Why is it the case in your part of the world, but people just aren't keeping up?
The reason vary from case. One of the things that I can assure is that, for example, in Stanza CIC, the facility is very small, and you know, when people come to fetch their medicine, they do not want to see this if they are there for consultation. They just want to come and receive their medicine and leave. They don't want to spend the whole day there. So in this case, you find people coming to fetch their medicine, but they wait first. They must be tested and all those routine. They must sit down. If you arrived at 5, they will leave at 5 late before they receive their ARVs. So our people are impatient. They are not patient at all to can wait for such treatment. And you find, again, lack of adherence clubs. You know, the adherence clubs assist in fast-tracking the issue of people receiving their medicine quickly. And maybe if there are other illnesses, opportunity infections, they are easily detected in the clubs. So if we do not have the adherence clubs in clinics, then it affects them. The other issue, it might be, you know, sometimes when they are given a date and they come at a later date, to a date that was not set for them, they sometimes feel guilty because they know the nurses are going to command them or they're going to shout them. So they are afraid to be shouted and so forth. Those are the reasons that we normally get on the ground when we meet with the defaulter. So we really need the infrastructure that is conducive. We also need places that our people will collect their medicine without really waiting. They must just come in and take their medicine and leave.
Bobby, it's one thing to complain about under pressure health infrastructure and long queues and essentially people that are on ARVs being forced to spend a large part of their time getting their medication. But do you not think that it is the individual's responsibility to take control and responsibility of their own health? If they don't take their ARVs, they are putting themselves in danger.
It is, of course, their responsibility. But you must also remember that this thing is psychological. So if our people are not well motivated, not have hope, they have not accepted their situation, it therefore becomes difficult for them to adhere. Therefore, they need such platforms, the clubs, they need the support groups that will continue to encourage them to continue taking their medicine. Because remember, there are many social ills that can influence individuals to give up from adhering because they end up not having hope. Yes, it is their responsibility. But the situation that they find themselves into at times ends up affecting them psychologically, that they will end up giving up to taking the medicine because they do no longer see a hope or do no longer see a need for them to take it because there is nothing else for them. Yeah, so yes, I agree, it is their responsibility, but it is subject to how well psychologically are they.
So what are the immediate solutions? I mean, you're talking about encouraging people to stay the course and go and get their ARV medication. But have you spoken to local authorities at the local clinic to try and speed up the process of getting medication?
We tried. We had several meetings with the management, with the officials, with the people who are infected and affected, so that we are able to can have a holistic response, a solution to towards this. So the only solution that we find is on the part of department responding to the need on the ground. If, for example, you have 11,000 people who are receiving ARVs from standard CHC, and only have one adherence officer, that is saying that adherence officer is supposed to formulate adherence clubs for all the 11,000 people. So it is something that is impossible practically for one to do. So if we have more adherence officers at the level of clinics, that will complement the work of the department and encourage individuals to come and take their medicine, participate to these clubs, so that we have people who are adhering to medicine. I agree that we have funders who are funding ARVs to be available. Yeah, they have ARVs. The issue is people taking them. So how then do we support the people to continue taking their medicine if we only just expect them to come and take it and leave? We need to formulate platforms. So we have only one adherence officer who is supposed to take care of 11,000 people. So it's a crisis. That is why today we have, in one clinic, almost 8,000 people who have defaulted, and they are divided into the lost, on follow-up, and the unconfirmed.
Well, Bobby, we'll have to see whether or not your suggestions find expression moving forward. Bobby Mokhanung, speaking as part of the Mamelodi Treatment Action Campaign. He's the chairperson there, addressing the issue of an increasing number of HIV patients who are defaulting on their antiretroviral medication and drug treatment in one of Tshwane's biggest health centers. That's the Stanza Bopape Community Health Center in Mamelodi. And Bobby coming out there and saying that the queues are just far too long and people are not wanting to spend the majority of their time and their days getting ARV treatment. Certainly the question needs to be raised, though. Who is ultimately responsible if it is not the individual that is sick to ensure that their health is looked after?